This is Ken Root at Commodity Classic, and I think one of the challenges, figure out the products that you know the names of and who the company is that owns them. Caleb Schlater is with AGCO, and AGCO for years has had what I would call legacy brand names of equipment. Gleaner combine sitting here. Boy, when I was a kid, a Gleaner was the number one combine in our part of the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've seen that the distribution of the Gleaner, when you go back to the L series, the C series, everybody has had one of those on their operation. We talk to individuals every day where it's, oh, my grandpa ran Gleaner. But the key thing is where we've gone now with the S9 series, this Gleaner S9 series is sitting right in front of us, is the capacity increase, the intuitiveness of the technology. It is a different machine than what anybody's ever seen on their operation prior, but it still holds true to the fundamental values of Gleaner, being light and nimble, being able to maneuver through the fields easily, making sure we're delivering what a customer needs. And then also, the key point there is total cost of ownership. Because of the simplicity, because of the design, we're able to manage that total cost of ownership and improve the ROI or the return on investment for our customers in the field.
Well, I like a name that I can remember and that I have confidence in, but if you don't meet the same standards as the other combines, then you're right. You've got to consider that as well. But it looks like that you have the same capacity, and the machine looks like it's easy to get to the insides, and it looks like it's got drive on the rear wheels. Is that correct? So you can get out of a muddy spot?
Oh, you betcha. And because of the lightweightness of it as well, we're only 32,000 pounds. That's about 10 to 15,000 pounds lighter than every other combine in the marketplace today. That means we're able to go into places we can't, that others can't, in key points of harvest. When you have a rain like this past harvest, we all know how wet it was all across North America, allows us to make sure that we're able to get in the field. The other key thing is, like you said, the serviceability. Everything is accessed from essentially the ground. You flip open a shield, you can get to everything. You can see it, you can make sure that you can go in and do the appropriate service intervals that you need to do, all by keeping your feet solid on the ground.
What header capacity could you run for corn, and how wide a head could you run for soybeans on this machine?
So on this machine, what we've seen is we can put up to a 12-row corn head. There's other customers who have put up a wider corn head, but from our standpoint, we put up a 12-row. We also have a 40-foot draper head that we've put on the front of this, but once again, there's other heads out in the marketplace, so we've seen a little bit wider go on the front of the Gleaner combine as well.
Well, I see people that, you know, they want to go with a big, wider head, but it's so much more difficult to get them around. And I wonder if you do the math on if you run faster with a narrower head and you can get across the bridges without taking it off, do you kind of have a push there at the end with a cheaper machine?
Well, it always is up to what your operation needs. And when you start diving into that math, when you start figuring out, this is the extra cost that it's going to cost me in order to go with the larger head, what's my opportunity cost from a standpoint? Do I have the time to take it off the and put it onto a header cart? Do I have the time to hook it up at every other field? So it's really a matter of, is it right for your operation to go to the shorter head, or is it right for your operation to stay with the wider head?
Well, I know you guys have a number of other brands that are here. You go all the way from sprayers to combines and tractors. And there are dealers and dealer service across the country, aren't there?
Yes. So our dealer network, we have them in every state and across the country. We had an established dealer network for a while with AGCO Corporation. And as we've built up our brands, as we've built up our distribution, we've been able to have those dealers take care of our customers.
Caleb, thank you very much for talking to us, and good luck here at the Commodity Classic in Orlando.
Oh, greatly appreciate you as well.